Then again he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly. Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. This is a story of the power and the grace of Christ. It is a story of tender grace. When Jesus was approached by people concerned about the plight of the blind man, the first act he performed was to take the blind man by the hand, Mark chapter 8, verse 23. Holding his hand, Jesus led the man out of town. Picture the scene. The Son of God surely had the power to heal the man on the spot. Instead, Jesus led him away from the crowd. He ministered to him in private. The blind man was not a spectacle for the curious to gaze upon. Our Lord directed the man's steps. Never in his life did the blind man have so secure a guide. There was no danger of falling, no possibility of tripping. He was being led by the hand of Christ. Had Jesus' act of tenderness ended at that point, I'm sure it would have been enough. The blind man could have told the story to his life's end. "He touched me," he could have exclaimed, and he could have savored the experience forever. But Jesus was not finished. He took the next step. When they were away from the crowd, Jesus did something that could offend our sensibilities. He spat on the man's eyes. In our day, to have one spit in one's eye is to experience a shameful, degrading insult. But it was not Jesus' purpose to insult, but to heal. He touched the man and asked whether he could see anything. It was at this point that the man began to see men as walking trees. He saw what any blind person would give anything to see. His vision was dim, blurred, but he could see. Moments earlier, he could see nothing. His eyes were useless. He lived in perpetual darkness, but suddenly he could discern moving forms. He could detect the difference between light and shadow. A new world was opening before him. No longer did he require that someone lead him by the hand. He could see well enough to move about on his own. But Jesus was not finished. He applied a second touch. With the second touch, the things that were blurred came into sharp focus. Suddenly, the man could clearly distinguish between trees and men. He saw trees standing still, their branches swaying gently in the breeze. He saw men as men, walking. He could discern the difference between short men and tall men, fat men and thin men, young men and old men. He began to recognize the minute facial characteristics that provoke recognition of specific individuals. Perhaps he could have done it before by means of touch. Possibly, he could have run his fingers over a person's face and recognized him or her. He surely would have noticed the unique sounds of different people's voices. But now, he could keep his hands in his pockets and still know who was standing before him. The first face he saw clearly was the face of Christ. For him, it was the beginning of the blessed vision. Though the Bible does not say so, it appears certain that his eyes were not the only part of the man that was healed. With the touch of Christ comes also the healing of the heart. His heart of stone was changed to a heart of flesh, pulsating anew with spiritual life. The story of this healing was not intended as just a parable of the Christian's spiritual renewal. The event was a real miracle in space and time, a prodigious display of the power of Christ. But it serves us well as a parallel of spiritual renewal. The Bible uses the metaphor of blindness to describe our fallen estate. We are all born blind. We entered this world in a state of spiritual darkness, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. We do not see the things of the kingdom of God, John chapter 3, verse 3, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. By nature, we have scales on our eyes, cataracts so thick that we cannot even perceive men as trees walking. It requires a special act of tender grace for us to see the kingdom of God. The beginning, regeneration. The act of grace by which our eyes are opened to the things of God is regeneration, spiritual rebirth. It is an act that only God can perform. We are no more able to regenerate ourselves than a blind man is able to see by sheer act of will. A blind man can decide to see, but he cannot see unless his eyes are healed. Regeneration does not take place in stages. It is instantaneous. It is accomplished by one touch of the Holy Spirit.